I've been watching this little fellow sitting here. Now here, tell me. You don't have a prayer card. You. If God will tell me what you're sitting there for, you believe it? It's a spiritual problem. You're all wound up. You don't know what to do. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right, it's all over. Take the word, what I said, it's all over. You believe that? That colored lady sitting right back there looking over at him. Got heart trouble. Do you believe that God will make you well? Sure. All right, you can have your healing. You believe he's the same yesterday? That man, that white man with his hand up. You believe me to be God's prophet, his servant? I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. You have a prayer card or anything? Just a man sitting here. All right, sir. You got a tumor in your throat. That is right. Is that right? You believe me to be his prophet? You believe me with all your heart? You got a burden on your heart. It's about a little girl, your grandchild. She's got a bad hand. Is that true? That's a good connection. Just a minute. You're not from here. You're from Connecticut. And your name is Wilson. Your first name's Art. Art Wilson. That's exactly right. You see? There's a lady sitting right back here, a colored lady. Look out. Got a something like a yellow coat on, yeah, chartreuse green. She's praying. Got a prayer card? Yeah, we got a prayer card. You haven't. You believe me to be a servant? I'm a total stranger. We're two races of people. But you're praying. Yes, you. Yes. You believe that God can tell me your trouble? You got a tumor. That's right. You got something on your heart, too. You're praying. It's a friend. You got kidney trouble. That's right. Raise up your hand. All right? I can have your request. I challenge your faith. What is it? When the prophet saw that he was in the presence of God, he humbled himself. Look. First he humbled himself, then the fire cleansed him. As the fire cleansed him, then it was the cleansed Isaiah. When he heard the voice of God said, "Who will go for me?" He went into action. Here am I. Send me. Oh, my. When the coal of fire had touched the prophet, making him as pure as sin to be, when the voice of God said, "Who will go for me?" Then he answered, "Master, here am I. Send me." Amen. That was a call of the clean Isaiah. As the Holy Ghost had cleaned him, he didn't need any seminary experiences. He didn't need any book experiences. He had been cleansed by the fire of God. He called into action. What was it? When he seen God in action, he went in action. We see God in action. It's time for the church to get into action. Be examples of what God is. Do you believe that? How many want to confess all your wrongs and everything now and say, "God, cleanse me"? Piano, young man. When the coal of fire touched the prophet, let's stand to our feet. I'll stop right here. It's getting late. Believe with all your heart now. I want you to bow your head. Remember, after he saw God, there it is again. Amen. Now anything can happen. Anything can happen.
When the coal of fire touched the prophet, I'm making him as pure to be. Oh, when the voice of God said, "Who will follow?" Then he answered, "Let's
go." The statement of that. And in the voice, a Christian businessman's voice, just recently, it appears. See, before you write anything, you've got to have evidence that that's right. Doctors signed the statement. The baby died with pneumonia, all respiration left him that morning at 9 o'clock in his office. And this is 10-something at night when he come back to life again because a little woman was persistent. If God could open the eyes of a blind man, he also could give her a baby life. He's still the same God tonight, man. You've got to be persistent to achieve something. What if she'd have listened and said, "Well, the baby's dead, and just give it up and go on"? He still, that same faith that lived in the women like the Shunammite woman, it still lives in people today. Once in a while, they can strike that something, not a put on, not a make believe, but something that's real. Something that's genuine. Don't you think we can do that tonight? Now, we are going to pray for the sick, laying hands upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus to pray for them. Now, we probably can have the line through in about, perhaps 20, 30 minutes. Now, we can't stop for discernment. You really understand that because it'd be so much. But we're going to pray and lay hands on the sick. Are you ready tonight? Do you feel in your heart something anchored? The presence. How many have been here to the meeting through the week? Let's see your hands. Just back here. Hold on. Johnny. All right. How many has never been in one of the meetings before? Raise your hand. Well, my, well, I guess some can't get in. Well, let me just say to them, because some of them may have a prayer card. Divine healing is something that God has already done. See? It's something. We believe, and I believe with all my heart, that the Bible of Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, He's the same. And I believe that the life that was in Christ should be in us if we're Christians. And He said in St. John 14:12, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Said in St. John 5:19, I do nothing till the Father shows me. Is that right?
Amen.
Now here, for instance, here, every one of these, as far as I know, is strangers to me. All right, I want everybody to be real reverent for a moment. And if Jesus Christ doesn't appear among us in His same power, then I'm a false prophet. Don't listen to me no more. How many here doesn't have a prayer card? You won't be in no prayer line. Raise up your hands anywhere you're at. You look this way and pray with all your heart and believe. This is a heart that didn't come prepared for this one. But I know we ain't got much longer to stay here. Now I'm going to take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ and sit still. And if you don't believe, why, better keep your head down. But if you're a believer, the Bible said that He's the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. And how did He act when the woman touched Him? He turned around and knew who she was and what was wrong with her. He perceived the thoughts of her heart. Don't you believe He's the same today and forever? If you have a need, you pray now. And what are you talking about, Brother Bram? If I'm His servant, and I claim that His life is in here, then the same works will show themselves. Now, you know, a man can't do those things. It's impossible. But Christ remains the same. I want you to believe that. Anywhere in a building, I want you to have faith in God and just believe. And you say, Lord Jesus, the man doesn't know me. And I've been hearing about this, but maybe it's so, maybe, I don't know. But I know He doesn't know me. And I know if He could tell me, I says your healing's already done. If Jesus was standing right here now with this suit on, and He gave me, He cannot heal you. How many knows that? Your Bible says He's already done.
Amen.
Right? See? He could prove that He was Jesus. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Not by nail scars, His life. Anybody could have nail scars and wear a long hair, maybe a beard. We don't even know He was dressed like that. We couldn't say that was right. Right? But any man can do that, but His life is what it is. His life in you. Now you pray. And you say, Lord Jesus, let me touch You. And find out whether He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He'll do it, will you believe? You know that's what He did. That proves He'd be Messiah. This little lady sitting here keeps looking up at me and putting her hands over her face. So forth. You don't have a prayer card, I suppose. The little lady, you don't have a prayer card, no. All right. Do you believe me to be God's servant? If the Lord Jesus Christ, then, we're perfectly strangers. We're a different race, one from the other. But if I can just speak to you, sitting in front of you is a good friend of mine, Mr. Dow, from down in Ohio. Had a complete heart failure not long ago at 91 years old. Doctors give him up and everything. I started to him. He's a lovely brother. He and his lovely wife sitting there. They're good friends of mine. And I started to him. Now, just coming out of a filling station, trying to get to him about a couple 300 miles from him. And I was driving as hard as I could to get to him because she called me and said, Bill's dying. Complete heart failure and a heart attack. And 91 years old. And I started out at a filling station. I seen Bill standing before me, walking to me on the street. I come with, thus saith the Lord, He won't die. Here He sits right here now. It's been months ago. He's got much faith. He's sitting close to this woman. She's sitting right behind him. He believes. She's believing too. Now, I don't know you, but if Jesus Christ, while we're talking, while like our Lord talked to the woman at the well, if He'll tell me what's your trouble, what you want or something, well, you know what's the truth or not, won't you? It's for a son. And that son has a mental condition. If that's right, raise up your hands. That's right. That's right. All right. If you will believe with all your heart and take that scarf that you wiped your face with lay it close to him and don't doubt that conditional reason. Now, the very God that could tell you, don't you doubt. Can't you see what's happening? Look at this woman going right to her, sitting here, colored lady. I'm a stranger to you, but there's something you're desiring. And me being a stranger, another race, just like our Lord and the woman at the well, one is Jew and the other is Samaritan. If God, have you got a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card. I mean this little lady with a red striped dress on right there, yes. All right. I don't know you. We're total strangers. Is that right? And now, if God can reveal to me what's wrong with you or something, you know where it's right or not, won't you? Pray for you, there's nothing wrong with you, or you have a hungry heart. You're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If that's right, raise up your hand. Then you will receive it. If you will believe with all your heart, just don't doubt, have faith in God. Do you believe with all your heart? I want you to believe with all that's in you. Here's a lady sitting here looking right at me, right down the aisle here. She's suffering with a heart trouble. I hope she don't miss it. God tell me who she is. Mrs. Fitzgerald. You believe with all your heart, you can have your healing. Raise your hand. I'm a stranger to you. Is that right? Your heart trouble is gone. That's your name? That's right. I don't know. You've never seen him alive. The lady right behind you, she's got a lot of faith now. She's got a prayer card in her hand. But the lady is suffering, and this is the Holy Spirit, that light hanging right over the woman. Yes. She's suffering with she's got a tumor in her neck. And she's also got a fallen stomach. Is that right, isn't it? Just lay your prayer card on the floor. You don't need it no more. Do you believe in all your heart? Just have faith, no doubt. Here's a man right back there, that tumor. See that devil? Thought he'd miss it, man. There's a man sitting right over here that's got a tumor. The tumor's in his back. I don't know the man. I've never seen him. He's a total stranger to me. But when I seen that devil go out of that black shadow, and then I see it run over this way, it went to this one for mercy. They're trying to congregate around there. Satan thought he'd miss that. I'd miss it. But the Lord showed it to me. The man sitting right here, he's got tumor in his back, and his name is Mr. Carson. If that's right, raise up to your feet and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe? But have faith. Here's a woman sitting here. She's got a kidney trouble. She's got a complication. Her name's Miss Bird. That's right. Is that your name, lady? Am I a stranger to you? Is that trouble that you have? If it is, stand up on your feet and accept your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ask those people. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't you realize that His presence is here? Yeah, that's my son telling me, Brother, I'm going to say I've got a meeting tomorrow and tomorrow and on. See, I challenge any man or woman in here to believe. You couldn't hide your life if you had to now in the presence of God. That's exactly what our Lord did. That's exactly what He promised in the last days. That's exactly what happened before Sodom burned. That's exactly the last time they would come to the church. We're here now at the end time. Do you believe it? What's your prayer card now? All right. I'll tell you what would be best. Let's take the people by the sections. He says there's many prayer cards. Now, you see God is here. Now, is there any ministers? This is all right, Brother Vic. Is there any ministers here, brethren? Now, I'm laying hands on these people. I don't want the people to go say, Brother Branham did this. See, I'm just your brother. Your pastor has just as much right to pray for the sick as I do. He might not have this gift. No, he hasn't. He's only one of them in the world at a time. That's what the Bible says. That's right. And now, notice. But your pastor is ordained of God, if he's a believer, to pray for the sick. And I'm asking some of you minister brethren to come here and stand with me while we pray. Let some God, Spirit-filled ministers that believes in prayer for the sick, along with Brother Vic, Brother Jose, where's Dr. Lee Bale, and some of them, which come here. So that the Bible says these signs. Let's stop right here, brethren. How about right here? Come right here, yes. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? Do you believe we're in the divine presence of Christ? Amen. I told you to see, because I spoke the way I did, it was for a purpose. The purpose worked right. Great things are fixing to happen if you'll just believe it. Now, I'll tell you what I want you to do, brethren. I want you to divide up half on one side and half on the other and make a little alley like you here so the people can come. I'm coming right down with you. I'm going to ask someone who is a song leader that would come here that could lead songs. I want you to go down there and pray for the people. Somebody who can stand here and direct the people that's going to be prayed for. Thank you, choir, for giving us that mighty night that you've given us that room to come like that. All right? Let the ministers line up just like this, right? Face each other. Be like this, like the brother and I, like Billy and I here, stand like this, one with the other. Now, how many has prayer cards on this side? Let's see your hand. There's quite a number. I suppose it'd be best if we could let them come out on this side and come right down along the side, this way. Now, before you, let's let the first part of the line of that card, let them line right up over here, and we'll start praying for the sick and laying hands on them. I wonder how many here tonight, it's all right and well, and you're interested in these people getting well. Raise up your hand. Sure you are. Now, remember, will you pray with me? You pray with me. Now, you pray with your pastors. Now, to you sick people that's going to line up and be prayed for here, remember, when you come through this line, and these ministers and myself touch you, remember, it's just an act just the same as you were baptized. You've come having hands laid up on you by believing ministers that God promised that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and these signs shall follow them that believe. These men come here to testify that they believe in this ministry. And they'll come here as associates with us together. We're all of one accord. We're in one place at one time. It's time now for the healing. But if you don't believe it, don't come, because it won't do you any good. You've got to believe. Now, do you believe? Now, let's just bow our heads just for a few moments, and we're going to sing slowly now. Everybody with your head bowed. Lord, I believe, only believe. Now, everyone together, let's be praying now. Let's imagine seeing Jesus coming down off of the mountain. What Jesus? That same Jesus that's here in the Holy Ghost form? Same one that knows what's in your heart, whether you really believe or not. The same one that knows all about you, tells you night after night, it's him, you know, it couldn't be me. And now, after his presence, now the little filthy open woman, remember, after she got in the presence of Jesus, still she had trouble. You're going to have trouble. When you come through this line, I want you each one to believe that you're going to be healed. If you're not, don't come in. Don't take the other's place. Stay there until you have enough faith that you're going to be healed. And then God will grant it to you. Now, those on my right side here, line up over on the side while the rest of the saints, only be you with a prayer card. Some of the boys will be standing there to receive your prayer card as you come in the line. Over on this side, the right-hand side. Go out on the right-hand side if you possibly can, because it'll confuse them. Start this way. You can't go backwards. You have to come around this way. You have to come one way. Go around. If you're a brother, just step back there and let them come through this way. It's a bit, may seem a bit confusing, because if there's such a group of people to be taken care of. But now, watch my son, Billy Paul. Watch the ushers there. They'll tell you just how to do it. Won't be a bit confused. Then you see on this side, as you come through the prayer line, then you go right back to your seat. And then we'll take this other side, and they'll come from that way and come through. See? Now we'll stand here, just vice versa the line, from one side to the other, and pray for them. All right? Now I believe that you, brethren, move down just a little bit so these brothers here can get in. Right here so we can all be laying hands on the sick. That's just fine. Now listen, brethren, each one of you, each one of you, brethren, do you realize what you're doing? Right. You know the position that God's put you in. This challenge is your faith. Just remember that you're going to believe that every person that you touch has to get well. They just have to do it. God said so. I'm going to touch them with you. And I believe they're going back to be well. Would you believe that? Let's just have a word of prayer among ourselves. While the rest of you, before they're lining up, we're going to pray for the condition of our own faith. Heavenly Father, there's many sick people here, and some of them, Lord, still believe that they should have hands of the elders laid on. That's all right, Father. We know that you taught that. You said these signs shall follow them and believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You promise. The people believe your promise. Your presence is sheer healing in the house. And there's no other than you in the house right now. Stand here. Ordained of the Holy Spirit. For the ministry of things for the sick. Now, Lord God, let everyone that we touch tonight in the Spirit. We pray the prayer of the Holy Spirit. We're going to believe that while we are in this house, they will recover. Please pray. If you condition us for take away our sin. Commit myself with this bunch of brothers that we're here to help these people to be healed. Grant it, Lord, that now I pray for the people, each one that comes to the prayer line. Oh God, they're coming as if they were coming to water baptism. They're coming right to the table of the Lord. They're coming beneath the cross of Calvary. And as they pass through here, may they realize that the unseen Christ is standing. And I commit it all to you now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I want everyone else to have their heads bowed. Listen close now to your instructions. If you don't, you're just taking a walk. Now remember, if God will let me know the conditions and so forth, and you believe that, now just take my word. You've got to believe that this settles. If it doesn't, it might make you worse. Settle everything. If you've got sin in your life, step out of line and confess it. Don't come into line until you're prayed through. And if you're going to use your life for something besides the glory of God, don't come into line, see? If you're ready to make a dedication to Christ, fully surrendered and fully persuaded that this is Jesus Christ, this great Holy Spirit here, and if you're going to receive your healing when you pass through this line, no matter whether you feel different or what, you're going to be persistent to hold right on to God's promises until a victory comes like that moment that we talk about. Do you feel that way, audience? If you do, raise up your hand and say, I accept that. I don't see no reason for anybody going out of here sick tonight. Now, I want you to stop in the line to pray. I guess Brother Joseph is going to stand here to lead the singing, and I'm going to get down here so I can pray too and lay hands upon these people as they come through. Now look, friends, the services will be tomorrow night. We don't know what will happen. Somebody getting healed and screaming and praising God and so forth. We might get not officially dismissed for a while. Now, but please stay and pray with us. We need you right now. Pray that the enemy will not be able to crowd any doubt in these people's minds. What if that was your mother sitting there? Your sister, your wife, your husband, your baby? You want somebody to pray real sincere. Remember, it's somebody's mother, somebody's sister, brother, somebody's child. And we want to be sincere about this. And when we pray, I want you, man, with all your heart, when you lay your hands upon these sick, believe that God is going to make that person well. Because they're going to breathe. And I, between now and tomorrow night, well, before I come on the platform tomorrow night, there ought to be 300 or 400 testimonies going right here. I was wearing crutches. I don't have them no more. I was sick. I'm not sick no more. Within the next 24 hours, they will also be leaving this place. And because the blessings is pronounced upon the people. Now let us bow our heads as we pray, each one, as he passes through the line. Now, brother, just laying your hand upon the sick, Lord. Don't you feel right now?
message through the prayer line here. Time after time it happened right here. But before they got away from the platform, I believe that each one of you will be well. I believe it. I accept it for you. My faith goes with you that they will be well. Do you believe that, brethren? Oh, my. Isn't he wonderful? Let's just sing a praise to him before we're dismissed. And then let's just raise up our hands and hold them up high.
There's a little woman sitting there. She's in trouble. She's suffering with a stomach trouble. And she's had an operation for cancer. And the cancer was on the breast. They removed the cancer, little lady. Yeah. That's right. Lord, I don't know you, but do you greet me to be his prophet? I said plainly tonight, I'm ready. Do you believe it? Do you believe that we're promised that in the last days, according to Malachi 4, that would turn the hearts of the children back to the Father? Well, Mrs. Taylor, that's your name. You can go home and Jesus Christ make you well. What do you think? You've had an operation too. Do you believe? If you do with all your heart, your operation was also cancer, tumor, in the bowels, intestinal tract. But now you're suffering with complications. If you'll believe, Miss Shuckwick, with all your heart, that Jesus Christ will make you well, you can have what you ask. You believe? Here, a lady back here, she's a colored lady. She's suffering with something wrong with her eyes and with her limbs, her legs. Her name is Mrs. Washington. Stand up, if you wish. You're he. What did she touch? Ask what she touched. The humility of that colored woman. By the way, it struck another colored woman sitting right out here on the end. She's suffering with a heart trouble. Her name is Mrs. Harris. You believe, Mrs. Harris? Your heart trouble has left you. What did she touch? She never touched me. She's 20 yards from me. She touched the high priest. Here's another woman. You'll turn my head. Sitting right here. She's suffering with a heart trouble, too. Mrs. Carter, stand up. Jesus Christ makes you well. Way back, a woman with an ulcerated stomach. Her name is Mrs. P-A-O-L-I. Miss Paola, stand up. Jesus Christ heals you, all right? Once more, Lord. Once more. Do you believe? Let's stand up. Let's confess our sins and pray once more, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost fall upon us. Raise up our hands. Lord God, we stand embarrassed. The world makes fun of us, Lord. Help us tonight. Let the Holy Ghost come again. Be poured out upon the people. May he come now, Lord. May every sick person be healed. Every sinner be saved. Every seeker filled. Once more, Lord. Once more. Just once more, Lord. Once more. Let the Holy Ghost fall among the people. Raise up your hearts now and cry. Once more, Lord. Together, once more, Lord, once more, once more, Lord, once more, let the Holy Ghost take this audience, take down the powers of the enemy, and fill every fiber with the baptism of
the Spirit. How many of you here, now with your heads bowed,
knows this, that you have seen God keep His promise right here across this platform and know the secrets of the heart. One, not one time has He ever told anything but what happened. But you know that's true. In the meetings, everywhere, just exactly what Jesus Christ did when He was here on earth, He's done it again. You know that. You're aware of that. I was thinking of His healing. 2 weeks ago, before I went to New York, there's a lady come in with a cancer in the throat. The Holy Spirit spoke to her in the meeting. Here she was there Sunday with a cancer in a piece of a rag. She coughed it out. The doctors looked at it and said that life went out of the cancer and it's come loose. And she coughed it out. Another had a cancer in the female glands. And she had it right there with an enlarged picture with a doctor's statement with it. She passed it 2 days later. A little fellow standing there that hadn't had no memory for months and months and months. He fell, hurt the back of his head. He didn't even know who he was or where he was at. With just a word of prayer and laid hands on him, I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Billy Butts." I said, "How old?" He said, 9 years old. So where am I at? The power of God. We should have been with me in Colorado a few weeks ago. Now, if you're not coming, see, all I can do is just tell you the truth, see. That's up to you, like Noah. He went in, the ark shut behind him, nothing happened for a while, but the world perished on the outside, and the world went right on living. It's the same, see. Pilate went right on after he crucified Jesus. I preached on that in a few nights, blood on your hands, Lord willing. Notice, now, is there another before we close? Now, I'm going to ask the real consecrated women and man who knows God to come down and stand here and lay hands on these people. This might be the last time that they'll ever have this opportunity. Some of you consecrated people that know God, come up and stand with these people. They're having paint cards on nearly every one of them. That means that they're strangers among you. I think that's right. Come, lay your hands on some of the Life Tabernacle members. Come here. Some of you, brethren, up here on the top. Come on. This is the hour. Don't you love this people? Where's our zeal? Where's our something that makes us move on? What's the matter? Now, the audience will wait just a moment to this prayer. You people standing here, now look, don't you rely upon some emotion. Although it has emotion in it, don't you rely upon whether you're going to speak with tongues or not. Don't think nothing about it. God will take care of that. See? You ask for Jesus Christ to come into your life. And to live Himself through you. You don't want more thoughts of your own. You want His thoughts. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. Oh, this is... Well, you're just going to hear these things the last time. Once. Now look, I want all the audience to stand to your feet out there. Now you dear people, come up here for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. There's no working tomorrow. This is your soul, brother, sister. This is your eternal destination. This it's either now or never. And as long as you feel that one little draw, and just think of these truths that are laying right before us, don't be dead on those things, folks. It's real. It's proven real, perfect every time. And it's the Word confirmed. I'm looking at a man standing right here. I can't think of his name. I believe it's Blair, Reverend Blair. When I was over at Hot Springs here not long ago, I picked up out there in the audience that man sitting there, and an evil spirit was trying to get to that man to make him doubt me. Now watch what happened. I said, "You might need me sometime." See? It wasn't for just a few weeks ago until his wife called me, the man was dying. See? And the man accepted, he knew that it was the devil trying to get him to believe it's some kind of a hoax or something. But how would he know that? He thought. So then he by prayer, we drove the evil from him. And then a few weeks ago, see, Satan knew that that time was coming where he'd be laying there with swelling in his side, I believe his wife said, or something with a high fever, delirious in his head. No, not what it was, some infection in his side, swelled his sides out. And his little wife called me, Tucson. I said, "Sister, have you a handkerchief? I wish you had something over there, a little scarf or something." I said, "I can see it. Take this and lay it on Brother Blair in the name of the Lord Jesus." And he had asked her to come call. What if Satan would have succeeded and make him disbelieve and knowing that was there? He wouldn't be standing here tonight with his Bible over his heart. See, it's Satan trying to make you disbelieve this. Right. Don't you listen to it. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. These things are proven so. Now, let's just all, you here at the altar, let's just raise up your hands and say, "Lord Jesus, help me right now." Each one praying. Our Heavenly Father, we are assembled here Oh, God, it's between death and life for these people standing there. Let the Holy Ghost come into their life right now. May there come the power of God that's brought them up around this altar. May it come to them in the resurrection of Christ and will give to them that great eternal life that they are seeking for. Lord, churches everywhere are dying. Spiritual water seems to be taken off of the earth. And while there's an opportunity for these people to come beneath the fountain, grant, Lord, if they're parching souls tonight that's hungering and thirsting for God, may be filled with the Holy Ghost right now. Grant it, Lord. Let thy mercies and grace be upon them. Now, just keep your head, keep praying. Just keep praying, everybody. Just keep praying. I pray for you. I'll do all I can, but I can't give you the Holy Ghost. God has to do it. Look, form Christ right before you in your mind. Look out there and see if you see Christ before you as you close your eyes. Then walk right into Him and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. You and I are going to be one from this on. I'll take every word you say. I just stay there. Just keep saying it. If you stay tonight, tomorrow, the next day, just stay until it's all over. Praying, believing that God will fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come here, Lord. Lead him up, friend. God bless you.
I'm a nature person. I watch God in nature, the sunset and rise, the death, the life, the burial, the death, the resurrection again, everything like the trees. How Job said, thou hiding in the grave and keeping the sacred place and see the sap leave the trees and go down into the grave of the roots and come back up in the spring, the resurrection. Everything speaking of life and the resurrection. And as I stood there watching, they got closer. Closer. Then they turned and walked on out in the woods. And I just stood there, just dumbfounded like. And when they went away, that voice spoke down again, that sun shining on my back. Said, you remembered your promise, didn't you? I said, yes, Lord. I remember my promise. I know that you, I can't see you, Lord, but you're here somewhere. I said, I don't see you, but I hear your voice. I know you're here. That you kept your promise, you remember your promise, I remember mine too. I'll never leave you nor forsake. Oh my. I haven't felt the same since. I come off the mountain, all the afternoon, vision after vision happened, that's taking place. I come on down, it seems like everything's been different since then. A burden has gone. About when the ministry first come to me with feeling the person's hands, what it was a life in them, and we know how it went. One night in California, I was sitting with the Malikian family. Brother Moore remembers Brother Brown and the Malikian family. And the little lady was going to take milk lady from childbirth. And I had her put her hand on. I said, there, you know, did you see the vibration of it? See? And I said, you're going to take milk lady. I said, it's already working in you. And she did, almost lost her life. And Brother Malikian said to me, he said, Brother Brown, how do you do that? I said, I don't know. I can't tell you how it is. It's God. And so I held my hand out like that. I said, here's my wife. I know there's nothing wrong with her. Lay your hands upon mine, honey. And she did. And there, a tumor vibrated from female. And I said, sweetheart, you have a tumor, honey. And the female glands, and she said, I feel no effects. I said, sweetheart, here it is on my hand. Raise your hand up. She raised up and laid it back down. See it? Well, when we come home, we got a very fine doctor friend. I went to school with him. We took her down to examination. Said, Billy, there's nothing wrong with her. But she's all right. No tumor there. I said, Sam, I'm going to doubt your word, see, because you're examined with this tumor there. Everybody over 3 or 4 years, when I go to get my physical, when I go overseas, she goes with me for a physical. And when it was, never seen it. About 2 years ago, I come in one day. I must tell all truth. See, you don't want to just bypass anything. You must tell all truth. And I've expressed to you my love for my wife. But yet, we have to watch in them things. I'm telling you the truth. The Heavenly Father, who is my witness right here now, knows His truth. Oh, it's a house, how it is, just this, that, and everything. The poor little thing is going through the change of life at this time, menopause. And for the last couple of years, about 2 years ago, when we had a physical, then the doctor found a tumor on the left ovary.
It'd grow to about the size of a walnut. He said, let me examine that again, Brother Branham. So about 3 months that that goes growing has come out. Well, then we, but just before that, I got something to tell you. I forgot that. One day I come in and from the house, and I was come in to do something, and I turned around and went out, and I said, she said, can you go downtown with me, Bill? And I said, not right now, honey. And she said, what are we going to do about Becky? I said, well, honey, I don't know just what to do. And then something came up, and she was so nervous she could hardly hold herself together. People at the house all night long, like night before last evening, 1 o'clock in the morning, here were people in, around the house, around the windows and everything. So then she was real nervous, and she said something to me snappy that she oughtn't have said it. See? She said, then, Bill, you're always gone, and I have to take care of these children myself. She said, you're never here. We can't make our decisions together. You're either out and gone. She started crying when I shut the door. Right then, I said, oh, poor little fella. I said, my Lord. I started out and said, read 2 Chronicles 22. It's when Miriam rebuked Moses for marrying an Ethiopian girl. Be better that her father had spit in her face than to do this. And I went back in. I said, sweetheart, you said the wrong thing. And she was crying. I said, you said the wrong thing, honey. God's going to make you pay for that. You shouldn't have done that. I'm all tore up myself. You shouldn't have said that. And she said, well, Bill, I get so tore up. And I just turned and walked back because I know she wasn't in the mood to receive it. So I went back out. And the next examination, about a month after that, showed the tumor. Last year, here it come again. When she tried again, now it was up the size of an orange. The doctor said, don't put it off any longer. You must operate that, said a fast-growing tumor is malignant. If it gets off that old ring, it's hooked into the side, what are you going to do? I said, doctor, we have faith in God. I never said to the church, you know, let it go. We started praying. And I said, Lord God, help us, please, I pray you help us. And all like that tumor growed on and on. Then, when we left to go to Tucson, our doctor at home sent word to a doctor friend of his there, said, if you must take this tumor from Miss Branham at once, said, if you don't, it's going to turn malignant, told him, said, the tumor has already grown within a year from the size of a walnut until the size of about a grapefruit. It had gotten so big. There it was pushed out on her side, like that. And the other day, she put it off going. I said, try. We prayed, we cried, we begged, everything, nothing take place. And then she's going, had to go yesterday she went to the doctor for the final. I said, well, I hate to do it, but we'll probably have to give in. And then, honey, you'll just have to give in to have it taken out because it's getting so big, our faith is not sufficient. So, day before yesterday, before I left, knowing she said, don't call me until after you have Brother Jack's service that night. Don't tell me what kind of a meeting you had and how all the people are down in Shreveport. And I said, I'll give you what the doctor said. I said, all right, honey. And I hung up yesterday, day before yesterday, when I started to leave there in the house. I went in, and always when we leave, all the kiddies and all of us get together and kneel around there in the room and pray. And the Lord, we tell the Lord, when I'm going overseas, I say, Lord Jesus, take care of my family. And they pray for me that God will help me and we can meet together again. Man, all the kids start crying and things, you know, because you know how it is. Talk about President Kennedy being shot. I've had to be guarded many times and being shot with an infrared scope, maybe 300-400 yards away at nighttime. They see the same daytime through that spotter scope at night. And I've been in Catholic countries where radicals and everything down in Mexico there where they send back there and send word telegram messages, wrote everything, we'll get you tonight, and so forth like that, going in and out and looking for it. And perhaps I will get it sometime. That's all right. But I've got something to take care of me when that time comes. And then when I started to leave again just by myself the other day, I knelt down day before yesterday, and I knelt down in the room. I looked around. I've been there a couple days, lonesome, nobody there at the house. I said, Heavenly Father, I pray you be merciful now. Help me. I'm going down to Shreveport to do everything I can to help your kingdom. I said, how many times has my wife and I knelt here in the room like this? We prayed, and today I'm so lonesome for her. I said, tomorrow she goes in, and perhaps I'll not be able to finish my meetings because she'll perhaps be taken to the hospital for this great tumor that we've asked you to take away. It's grown and grown, and now it must be taken away. I said, I begged to you, and I said, Lord, if she said something wrong when I was torn up, if she said something wrong, I said, Lord, just think, she's never one time, not one time has she ever said one thing to me going to your meeting. I said, she's always had my clothes clean and ready and hold me by the hand and cry and pray and say, if I could just do something to help the Lord. And I said, look at her condition, Lord. And please don't, Lord. And I said, God, help her. I pray that you'll be merciful to her. And if she has to go through that operation, help her through, Lord. If I lose her, I don't know what to do. I'm an old man. And I have little kids to be raised, and what could I do? Be merciful to her. Lord, you know how I love her. And I said, I just pray that you'll help her. And as I was praying, I heard something say, stand up on your feet. Now, I just went ahead praying because I thought maybe I imagined. As I prayed on something, said, stand up on your feet. And I stopped praying, looked up, and the picture of Christ, the one that I never did care for Selman's picture. I like Hoffman's picture, the head of 33, you know. And I've got a big picture of it because when I seen him in the vision that time, that's just the way he looked. And there it was. I got a picture so that he'd be looking right at me when I was praying in this picture. And I looked up there, and I looked at the picture, and looked all around. I thought, what was that? Stand up on your feet. Well, I'll stand up on my feet. And I got up on my feet, just that same voice that spoke up there on the hill at me. Same one that always come. I said, Lord God, was that you speaking to your servant? And he said, just say the word.
Praise God.
And there'll be no more tumor. I stood there a little bit to get to myself right. Many of you knows in here, the people in the tabernacle knows what was that she had it. I said, then I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that that tumor shall leave her. It didn't bother her so bad. She'd been in bed for 3 or 4 days with it. I said, they will never even find a trace of it. Well, the Lord my God, who is creator, who can stop winds and storms, who can rebuke the seas and bring forth out. He's the creator of heavens and earth, and I love him and believe him. And I believe that this time is now nearing when these things are to be, and you who could create a squirrel and put it into existence can take an enemy out of existence. I said, when the devil wrapped himself in the storm, the wind is God's creation, the water is God's creation, but the devil got into it. That's what did it and put a spasm in the sea like that. I said, you could calm it. And you that could calm that can take away the tumor from my wife. And I say that it is done right now. Never shall it be found anymore. It's finished. I went out of there with the assurance, told my son and daughter-in-law, we come on down. Last night I ran here real quick to have the meeting, went back, called her, and she knew nothing about it yet. I didn't tell her. And when she called, she was just all happy. She said, Billy, I got something to tell you, honey. She said, there isn't one sign of tumor left nowhere. The doctor said he couldn't find a thing. She said, I was so happy. Mrs. Norman and Amanda's sisters here, 2 or 3 of them was with us here in the room. She said, the doctor said, and you mean to say, I can't understand. A month ago was a tumor that had the size of a grapefruit, and said, Mrs. Brown, rest assured there's not one sign of tumor about you nowhere. So Lord our God, a Thanksgiving Day, oh, thank God for the gift of Jesus Christ, that supreme gift that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is true. I don't believe and take an oath by the heavens about it, anything else. But with the Bible in my heart, the God whom I love knows that every word of that is solemnly the truth. Thanksgiving Day. When I thought tomorrow, next few days, I might have to even leave the meeting to go. Couldn't even promise the people that I would be back at Christmas time at home for my children to bring them back home again for Christmas. Knowing, quivering down in my heart that an operation waited my wife with a tumor the size of a grapefruit. There it was in the very word of God that said, say what you will and it'll be that way. I said, the tumor is gone. They'll never find it no more. It's gone. Today, and the best church and best doctors there was in the staff at Tucson, Arizona, went a few days ago, there was a great big tumor like that, and the same doctor could find no trace of it all, and wrote on a free statement like this, that Miss Graham has no sign of tumor nowhere at all. Oh, thanksgiving to God. This is a day of thanksgiving to me. To know above that someday that little face that I married there, glory to God, someday these old age marks of death will fade away and I will be there in the likeness of youth and never no more to get old. And the gift of God through Jesus Christ of the Holy Ghost that we have received now is what gives us this anchor. Look at it today, friends. You talk about a thankful people. We ought to be the most thankful people of everybody in the world. Besides the healing, besides these things that's taking place, what is it? It's the absolute assurance that the same God, by the same nature, the same pillar of fire, the same angel of God, the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever, will say the same things by the same power, through the same name. That an anchor of the soul steadfast and sure. May the Lord God of heaven richly bless you, everyone. That's my head. Lord, I am so grateful, Lord, that I don't know what to say. I just can't express it. When that hymn was sang a while ago, some people singing that song, my heart is jumped for joy, and the testimony come upon my heart. My Heavenly Father, Thou knowest these things are true.
Thou knowest in the depths of my heart that it is the truth.
I have no reason, Lord, to tell nothing but that which is right.
And I pray, God, that today may my heart feel to see all these Christian brothers and sisters here who are my brothers and sisters in the bonds of Christ. Rejoice with me with thanksgiving for my little companion I spared. Praise God. Let nature praise God. Let us got breath praise God and be thankful for this great time we have. Dear Heavenly Father, there I see there's a little boy sitting here in a wheelchair. There are others in here who are sick and needy. And just as you're the God of salvation for our souls, you're the God that heals all of our diseases and our afflictions. And you're still with these testimonies, just one or two, when they rank into the thousands that your humble servant has seen you perform and do without one blemish in it anywhere. And we know that you're still Jehovah Jireh, and you have already provided the sacrifice for the healing. The very God that removed that tumor out of my wife's side. You're just as much God right here in Shreveport as you are in Tucson. And yet I was 2,000 miles from her at the time. I pray, God, that your holy presence will fill this tabernacle today with healing power that will heal every sick person that's here. That these thanksgiving blessings might continue to ring out back and forth across the country, Lord. That you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Granted eternal God. Now as you people are sitting here, put your hands over on one another and pray. Connect yourselves together by unity of faith in the presence of God. And remember that each one of you are privileged. God will judge me where I told you the truth or not. Has it ever failed? Have I ever told you anything but what happened? As Samuel said that time, that's when he's going to make a king Saul. He said, have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord but what come to pass? Have I ever begged you for your money, for my food? No, Samuel, but we still want the king. We still want our own earthly king, and Samuel knew that God was our king. I tell you this morning, folks, I bring you to record. Have you ever seen the gift of God fail one time that we read about this morning? No, sir, it's Jesus Christ. It can't fail. Science has proved it.
The church knows him. And he's here right now, right at this minute. He's here, and the only thing it lacks is for your faith to pick up that word and anoint it to yourself, and he'll heal you. And with your hands on one another, cry out to God with all your heart. Say, Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, you can stop the storm. 2,000 years ago, you did it, and you do it again right now. And you stop my sickness. You make me well. I'm grateful in my heart for you, the Almighty God.